49er fans, game day is finally here. It's time to answer your pregame questions in a segment that we like to call Teddy Football. Here to answer your questions is the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson.
The 2013 season of Teddy Football is finally here. Scott Kegley with the voice of the 49ers, Ted Robinson. Ted, it's great to have you again for now our third year doing this.
Kegs, I've missed you, and I think we need to say we owe everybody one bonus one because we missed week one. We were all scattered with our various things to get the season started. Kind of like the game. It looked like we kind of skipped a little bit of week one in the game, too. But we owe everybody a bonus version sometime.
Yeah, apologies. It's the preseason for all of us, right, Ted?
Yeah, no, it's, well, that was the theme week one, so I think we're all excited that Kansas City is going to look more like the 49ers. It'll be just a crisper game, and I'm sure a lot of teams around the NFL felt the same way.
Yeah, well, I know it's just preseason, but the storylines in this game are going to be tremendous. The 49ers facing their old quarterback, Alex Smith. Jim Harbaugh even said, you know, it's a personal situation with him. He knows him really well, considers him a friend. Are you going to be excited just to kind of see how that shakes out? Alex, of course, you know, 49er fans probably still rooting for him a little bit and had a good week one.
You know, Scott, the I've talked a little bit about this publicly, but the scene that I remember most, the morning after the Super Bowl, everybody was gathering in the hotel in New Orleans and everybody had to clear TSA at the hotel and be gathered to prepare to fly home. And in all the, you know, disappointment of the outcome of the game, there was a pretty much a mass goodbye to Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. Guys were walking over to Alex, you know, they knew it was the last time basically he was going to be around the 49ers. And people, I saw guys asking him to sign helmets, asking him to sign jerseys, and you knew that. And I didn't get a chance that day, so I'm going to look forward to say hi to Alex on the field before the game to wish him well. But the best part about the Alex Smith thing, Scott, and I believe Jed York has said this, and give him credit for it, it was a win-win-win. Mm-hmm. It was the right play for the 49ers to move Alex someplace where he would have a chance. It was the right play for the Chiefs, who desperately needed to upgrade their quarterback play, and it's the right play for Alex. And in sport, we should celebrate that because it doesn't often happen that you have everybody win.
Yeah, and he has so many friends still on this team, too. I mean, some of the offensive linemen I know very close, Joe Staley, too, still very good friends with him, and he still was coming home quite a lot in the off season too. You know, I know some of the players said they'd see him around every now and then, which is great too.
Yeah, sure. I guess he's keeping his home. I read that someplace where he's keeping his house, one of the homes he has here in the South Bay. And look, if all things go well, he's going to play at Levi Stadium next year. The Chiefs are on the schedule to play in the new stadium in 2014. So, you know, assuming everything goes okay for Alex this year, he'll be back here next year to play in a game that will matter.
Yeah, get your tickets. Visit levisstadium.com. Shameless plug. You can see Alex Smith return and face the 49ers. Well, Ted, let's jump into some of the questions from fans. That's what this podcast is all about. And the first one comes from @MaxAvelli_. Says, what do you think of our wide receiver situation? Will Mario be back quick enough? Will Bolden be able to carry the weight? Three-part question there for you,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah, that's good. Well, thanks for the questions, by the way, for the early Twitter jump, and thanks to Scott for getting us going on that. Three position groups that I think are the ones to watch, and it's, I think, fairly obvious to fans. One of them is the wide receiver position. It's still shaking itself out. No one has really jumped up to seize the opportunity. Some guys have made some steps. You know, Marlon Moore, who's played a little bit in the league in Miami, has been impressive. Kasim Osgood certainly looked good in the first preseason game. Chad Hall, who everyone counts out because of the obvious size issue. Chad Hall keeps making plays, doesn't he, in practice? This guy somehow gets things done. And, of course, we're all watching A.J. Jenkins. He's got massive scrutiny on him right now. Anquan Boldin can't carry. Nobody can carry the burden on his own. But I think the question is going to be the first 6 weeks or so. Obviously, there's a hope that Michael Crabtree is back, but that won't be till late in the year. We're not going to see Mario Manningham until midway through the season. Whichever week that is, we don't know yet. But we know he will not start the season active, which means he can't come back until at least week six. So fans need to get ready. We're not going to see Manningham until the middle of the year. Now, who's going to be the other wide receivers in those first 6 weeks when the 49ers have some awfully tough games? That's what we're deciding, you know, starting in Kansas City.
Yeah, just the other day I spoke with Adam Kaplan, a contributor to ESPN.com, and one of the things he said is kind of a wide receiver by committee opposite Anquan Boldin, and liked some of those names. And Kyle Williams, it seems like every year he kind of keeps getting hurt, keeps getting faster after injuries too.
Well, no, and that's a great point. I'm glad you raised his name because I just ignored his name, and I shouldn't have, because Kyle will be back. Mm-hmm. He's already practicing. I think they're holding up on Kyle to be sure that nothing foolish happens to him in preseason, that he's ready to go in week one. But I think it also needs to be said, if you look at who played wide receiver for the 49ers in the playoffs in 2011, look at who played wide receiver for the 49ers in the Super Bowl last year, okay? Mm-hmm. You get an idea how well this coaching staff has been able to work with the tools given to them. Mm-hmm. And right now, in all honesty, if you rank the four teams in the NFC West at wide receiver, the 49ers are fourth out of the four teams. Now, by week eight, I hope that's a different story. By week eight, I hope Quentin Patton has recovered and is emerging as a draft pick. I hope A.J. Jenkins blossoms. Manningham is back. Kyle's healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, by week eight, this could all be a moot point. But right now, I think it's fair. An objective point would be to say we're fourth right now out of the four teams, which means you find other ways to work around that.
Yeah, it certainly helps to have depth at wide receiver. No exception to that rule. Next and final Twitter question here from at 49ers5xas9x, an interesting Twitter handle to say the least. Wants to know, Ted, are you going to miss Candlestick's broadcast booth?
No and hell no. How's that? How are those two answers for you? No, I mean, look, Candlestick is... it's funny, I was thinking about this morning. It's an interesting question because we're not the only stadium closing this year. The Metrodome in Minneapolis is also playing its final season as the home of the Minnesota Vikings this year. And I have huge emotional hook to the Metrodome from baseball. I spent 6 years broadcasting baseball there. I was with a World Series winning team there. And I have huge nostalgia for the Metrodome. It's still a dump. When Shea Stadium, which was a football stadium way back in the day, when Shea Stadium got knocked down, that was my dump. Mm-hmm. Okay, I grew up, my dad took me to games there when I was a kid. So I get the idea that Candlestick is the dump of people that love the 49ers and the Giants. I know that, but it's still a dump. Okay, it's your dump, and I honor the nostalgia, and the 49ers this year are honoring all the great memories of the stadium, but it's way past time for it to be gone. And trust me, not just the 49er players, not just the staff, the 49er fans deserve Levi's Stadium. The fans deserve a place where you actually like going to the stadium to go watch an NFL game.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. You get to build, and this team, too, is in a little bit of a transition and building with Jim Harbaugh. It kind of seems fitting that that new stadium can kind of come along at that time.
Well, Scott, I don't want to be too much on the History Channel stuff, but I worked for the Giants, and I was part of the Giants franchise when the new ballpark opened in San Francisco, and I saw exactly what happened. It transformed the mindset of an entire fan base, not just the team, the fan base, the mindset got transformed. And the Giants were a good team for the 3 years prior going into the new ballpark. And that's exactly what it's the model we're seeing here, right? We think the 49ers are going to be good for three straight years heading into Levi's, and it's going to transform the mindset. Not only is it going to be great for players to play here, guys are going to want to play here, the front office and everybody who works for the 49ers is going to have a whole new energy level. The fans are going to love this, and that's ultimately what we all do this for.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting season next season. It's also going to be an exciting season of Teddy football. So
I'm looking forward to it. So watch backup quarterback and defensive backs. Those are the two position groups, along with wide receiver. That's what, you know, replacing Chris Culliver. We haven't talked a lot about that. Fans don't. I haven't registered that one yet. That's a huge hole for this team. You need to find somebody to take Culliver's place because that loss is going to be felt significantly.
Yeah, always storylines in the preseason. Thanks so much, Ted, and continue to send in your questions. Use the hashtag TeddyFootball. Hit up at Ted J. Robinson. Let them know what questions you have on your mind. Thanks so much, Ted.
Great, Scott. Good seeing you.